The pool is packed. Music is playing and there are people everywhere. Some standing around drinking, some dancing, others kissing with hands roaming. Get a room. And then I spot a few empty sun loungers, so that's where I'm heading. Kate is behind me, her hand on my waist as I manoeuvre the crowds of scantily clad people. Placing a towel down, I start to remove the chiffon dress I put over my bikini, if that's what you can call it, when I hear not one but several thick Scottish accents laughing and shouting, reminding me of home. I ignore it and lie down, putting my shades on. Kate doesn't sit down. She's having a good old nosy around. Sam! Sam! Samantha! Kate shouts, nudging my arm. What? I peer over the top of my sunglasses. She's almost bouncing with excitement, and I'm not sure I want to know what has her in such a tiz. You know Fletcher Adams? Yes. Scottish footballer, due to get married next weekend. Plays football with my brother, who also happens to be his best friend. What about him? Well, it looks like he's having his stag do here with several of the players in his team. Really? I sit up, lowering my shades, and look across the pool. She's right. From here, I can see what appears to be the whole damn football team and the manager, including my brother Logan. Fuck. What are the chances of us being at the same hotel at the same time? Pretty damn high, it would seem. Maybe I should start paying more attention to my brother's life, then I'd know what was going on. I'm in constant contact with Lee, his other half. I make a point of going to see her and my gorgeous niece Chloe as often as I can because Chloe is just the sweetest baby I've ever seen. Do you think it would be rude if I went over for his autograph? Or maybe you could speak to Logan for me? You should call him over. Kate's pleading with me as she takes off her sundress. It's so easy to forget that although Kate knows Logan, she's never met Fletcher and she has the biggest crush on him. Has done since his return to Scottish football. For me, Fletcher is just part of the family. Always has been and always will be. Yes, it would be rude. And no, I won't speak to Logan while he's chilling with the whole team. I bet they wanted to get away from the media circus that surrounds them, and here you are, wanting to hound him for an autograph. If you want it so badly, go to the next home game and hang around with all the kids and wait after the game. I'm sure you'd get the whole team's autographs. Now, I'm surprised at you. Why? Because we've been out here for a few minutes and neither of us has a drink in our hands, I state bluntly, hoping alcohol would change our current conversation. She laughs. That will be rectified now. Waiter! Oh, waiter! She calls out, getting a young man's attention. I wish sometimes she was just normal. She wants to live the life of a celebrity. Two cosmos. The waiter nods with a smile as he draws his eyes over Kate's body. She lies down on the lounger beside me, getting comfortable and not even thanking the young man. She really can be rude at times. This is the life, she says as the waiter comes back with our drinks. This time, I thank him. Cheers. To us and our friendship and getting over tough times. Cheers, I say, clinking our glasses together. To happier times and making memories. At least we can agree on that.